Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made some comments this week that are getting a lot of attention. In a speech to the World Zionist Congress in Jerusalem, he said that a Palestinian religious leader, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, had a central role in inspiring the Holocaust.
Hitler didn't want to exterminate the Jews at the time. He wanted to expel the Jews. And Khaja Amin al-Husseini went to Hitler and said, if you expel them, they'll all come here. So what should I do with them? He asked. You said, burn them.
A lot of criticism coming in on those comments. Alon Confino is a professor of history at the University of Virginia and at Ben-Gurion University in Israel. He's with us now. And professor, there's been outrage, criticism of Netanyahu's claim. Is there any truth to it?
There is no truth whatsoever in the historical record that the Mufti indeed encouraged Hitler in their meeting in November 1941 to exterminate the Jews. And this is for a very simple reason, that Hitler did not need any encouragement. The extermination of the Jews had been going on for some time, and Hitler's anti-Semitic policies have been there already from the 1920s. Indeed, by December 1941, between 1 million and 1.5 million Jews had been already killed by the Nazis.
Did the Mufti have any role at all in promoting the extermination of the Jews? Was he effective at all in that? Because he was also, we read, an advisor to some of Hitler's deputies.
The Mufti did not have anything to do with the persecution and extermination of the Jews, which is something that the Nazis had been thinking about since the 1930s. They really did not need someone from the Middle East whom they did not see as racially equal to them to tell them what to think about the Jews. So there is no evidence whatsoever.
So why would Prime Minister Netanyahu say such a thing?
I think this is indeed the key question, and I would regard it from the perspective of the way that we recall the past. We often remember the past not in order to get it right, but in order to get it wrong, to explain our life in the present, to give meaning to our life in the present. And I think Netanyahu recalls this kind of past in this way because he wants to equate the Palestinians to the Nazis because of present-day politics. We all know what you do with Nazis. And he leaves this to the listener to infer if indeed the Palestinians have something to do with the extermination of the Jews, then what? What are we going to do with them? I'd like to point out another thing, that in some European countries, denial of the Holocaust is a crime. And to say that Hitler in 1941 wanted only to expel the Jews, but not to exterminate them, it comes close to denial of the Holocaust. And I find it very disturbing that the Prime Minister of Israel is using the Holocaust in such an expedient, politicized, instrumentalized way in order basically to try to justify the occupation of the Palestinians. This is, I think, what we need to think about and what we need to be worried about.
That's Alon Confino, a professor of history at the University of Virginia and at Ben-Gurion University in Israel. His book is called A World Without Jews, The Nazi Imagination from Persecution to Genocide. Professor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.